degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Knox County is joining at least 100 local governments across the country and breaking ties with tech companies like Flock Safety and their automatic license plate readers. County commissioners unanimously voted last night to remove the devices within 30 days and delete data from the cameras unless it is part of an active criminal investigation. The ordinance also prohibits the renewal of any contract with a company that provides the equipment. Dozens of people spoke in opposition to the cameras, including Hall Marie Gowdy.
I do feel like there's an invisible person watching me. There's someone I can't see, someone I don't know, and who I'm just supposed to trust has my best interests at heart.
The ordinance is in response to the sheriff's office's request to install an additional 270 Flock cameras throughout the county. Proposals to restrict automatic license plate readers have reached both the state and federal level. Republican State Representative Jason Zachary of Knoxville told constituents last month he's drafting legislation to place stricter requirements on surveillance cameras. Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Tim Burchett announced he plans to block federal grant money from going toward the technology. The shortage of school bus drivers is continuing to challenge district officials in Rutherford County. Six contractors have been put on notice for breach of contract after failing to provide a driver. And about a dozen routes are being divided up among other providers with delays possible for students. Fox 17 reports officials decided to give contractors time to try to fill the shortage. After issues in the winter, Rutherford County also bought more buses and has been working on hiring more drivers. School bus driver shortages have been a periodic issue for at least a decade across fast-growing Middle Tennessee districts, including in Davidson, Montgomery, and Wilson counties. State lawmakers have grappled with the issue. They raised the minimum age for bus drivers after a fatal crash in 2016 caused by a distracted 24-year-old driver. This is 90.3 WPLN.